Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. This is Dr. Munyon, and we've been talking a bit about a short-term loan, as you recall.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Hold on. Give me 1 second here. Let me pull up your file.
M-U-N-Y-O-N.
Perfect. Hold on just 1 second. Yes.
This would be a good time of year for guys in your kind of loan business, because I've been all kinds of solicitations for short-term business loans, people crunching to pay their taxes.
Yeah, you got people paying taxes. You got people trying to get ready for winter season and all sorts of stuff going on right now. But yeah, I'm looking at my notes here. It was about $55,000 that we needed you look at. And I know you were waiting to hear back on the refi on the house. What, did you get word on it?
Yeah, I've been working in tandem with two lenders, and the first one I went with has been, you know, dicking me around for this document and that document. But finally, they wanted a divorce document, and they can't read part of it, so they want the original copy from the courthouse. And it's just ridiculous, and at this point, it's getting late. And and the other people I've been working with are on top of it. They actually have a better rate, lower cost, but they were the second ones, and I thought it'd be fair to the first people. But they have an objection to the fact that they observed that the taxes were not paid. Apparently, the first people didn't, or it doesn't matter to them. I'm not sure. So bottom line is the second people, which have a better rate, says, okay, I told them about you, and said, well, I'm looking at this guy who might give me short-term bridge loan kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we could probably do this if you pay your taxes with this guy, but we would need to know the terms of the loan. I said, I'm sure it won't be super cheap, but I have no idea. He really didn't give me an idea, like what the fees were, the costs were. Mm-hmm. So can you give me a ballpark figure of what it would cost? Because this would be literally a very short-term loan, probably a matter of a few weeks, if that.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the rate is going to go, and until we actually get paperwork on what you look like currently, I don't want to throw a rate at you just because it's most likely not going to be accurate, because I have no idea what I'm working with here. I know you said the cutoff is tomorrow. Is that really the case?
Well, you know, taxes are due on the 15th, and since it's a holiday, it's actually going to be due on the 16th. And if I were to send out a check dated on the 16th, it will be okay, because it'll take a couple of days to get there, a couple of days to process. And by that time, hopefully you will have had your turnaround.
Yeah, my problem is we're not open on the weekends. So even if we got you your application in today, we wouldn't even probably have answers for you until Monday, maybe Tuesday, just because of how late it would be here for today. We may not even be able to get you submitted. But this is kind of why I wanted to at least get you in, just so you had a backup plan there for you. But what were the two people you were talking to? Who were the lenders there?
Valley West is out in Las Vegas, and what's the other guys? Hang on a second. What is his company? And U.S. lenders.
U.S. lenders, okay. And U.S. lenders was the one that gave you the better option?
Yeah, they're lower rate, and they're instead of charging me $12,000 fees, they are actually waiving all those fees. I guess I don't know how they do that, but so their fees are practically nothing.
$12,000 in fees.
And a 3.6 rate with Valley West. They're not the best deal, but they were the first ones, and so I thought I'd give them. But now they were not calling me on the unpaid taxes yet. But Justin Roach says that, he says, well, maybe when they go for the final review, somebody's going to notice it, and then they will ask for it, and then I'd be in the same position.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I might, I might pull the plug on them and say, listen, give me an answer today, or not after I spoke to you. I spoke to Justin this morning, he said, do you want to go ahead with this? And I said, I'll talk to my guy that's for the short-term loan. And he said, well, get in the ballpark idea what it is so we can get you know, a sense of what the terms would be.
Yeah.
I mean, you must have some idea what the worst, give me the worst rate it would be.
I mean, it's an unsecured cash loan, so, I mean, it's not cheap.
I know that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, don't. I won't be scared off. I mean, it's gonna. I mean, I'm saving $12K if I don't go with this other people. So I don't think it's gonna be $12K on a $55K loan for 2 weeks.
The thing is, the shortest term that we can do is 3 months on those. So I mean.
Oh, there's a prepayment penalty.
No, there's actually usually early payment discounts actually, but. My only issue here is there's no way we could get you approved, funded, and money in your account by tomorrow.
That's not really the issue. If I don't pay the taxes on the 15th or my check balances with the government, then I'm going to have some sort of penalty with the IRS. I pay more than 55, and I don't think it's going to be, 10% or... I don't know what
yeah.
it would be. But so it's all doable. I mean, they're not going to come and confiscate my house 10 days later.
Even if they do, it's just they would just set you up on a payment plan, correct?
Right.
Okay, so if that's the case, did U.S. lenders, did they give you an actual approval, or was this just like
mm-hmm.
a pre-approval?
It's an approval ready to go, assuming I have paid the taxes. And I said, well, I've got a guy who will pay the taxes for me. And so
well,
that's
see.
Okay.
And
they said, all right, if you just show us his terms, we can have that all written up and ready to go. We will pay him off in escrow, and, it'll be done. So you can make some quick money, quick turnaround.
I got you. Okay. Let me see. Did I send you the email of what we would need to get you the approval, the documents that we would need?
Oh, more documents. You may have, in which case I usually forward it to Laverne, my office manager, and she usually hands that up, driving her crazy, she's probably going to quit. So, you may have them, but I don't know if I have it.
I just pulled the email up here. So, yeah, it's just the one-page app that we have attached to the email. It's
mm-hmm.
just going to be your most recent 6 months of bank statements, and then it's did you guys file to the, I mean, no, you guys have the, you have the, you guys got the extension on 2015, correct?
Yeah, we filed those taxes, and they were filed but not paid, and the money is due. That's the deal.
Okay, so if we get the 2015 tax return
mm-hmm.
with that, do you have any other current loans out with the business?
Current loans out with the business. I think we have a business line of credit.
You have a line of credit with...
Yeah, with I think Wells Fargo, it probably has about $35K on it. We use it to buy stuff, and
Okay. What we can do here is, if you guys can get that paperwork that we need sent over, I can hopefully at least try and get you submitted today, and if we can get you an answer on Monday for what we could do for you. Let me see what I had down on the. Notes. You guys did around $500K in sales, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you're right in the ballpark there for the $55K. I can see what we can do for you. I don't want you to put all your eggs in one basket here if this is something that you're like your only option here, but we can get you an answer quick, which is the good thing here. So if you're able to get that over to me, your time in business is going to help you, especially. We can see what we can do for you. And what I can do right now is speak to one of my underwriters with the situation to see if we can maybe get you bumped up on the list just to get the approval moving quicker. But you're going to have to get this over to me very soon. Is that something you guys think you can make happen?
Yeah, if you forward it to MunyonDurham@att.net, attention Laverne, and then I'll call her and say, look for this email and give it. Since we've been doing loans with Valley West and U.S. lenders, then she's got most of this at her fingertips already.
Okay.
PDF
okay.
Files.
Okay. I will forward that email again and put attention Laverne.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys can get that over to me today, we can get you guys trying submitted. What I'm going to do, it's Leverne, L-E-V-E-R-N-E?
L-A.
L-A?
V-E-R-N-E. Yeah,
okay.
Leverne, V-E-R-N-E.
Okay. When you make the call to look out for that, what I'm going to do is at the top of it, it's going to have a different email than mine because I'm going to be stepping out of the office here. But what it's going to do is shoot it over to my manager, who I'll let know to look out for that. And if you guys can get that over to him, he can get the application ready to submit and can do it for me. That way you guys can get at least get over to underwriters and see what we can do for you. But I'll put all the details there in the email. And if you do have any questions, either shoot me an email or the email that I'm going to put in there. Either one will be able to get back to you fairly quick, okay?
Very good.
All right, Tom, if you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, hopefully we can at least get you submitted and see what we can do for you.
All right, Tyler, thank you very much.
No worries. We'll be in touch. Bye.
Bye-bye.